So I'm going to force myself to go off of CAR-T, although I'll tell you, I recently interviewed Fred Locke, the principal investigator of the Zuma trial, for 2.5 hours just about CAR-T.
Good. There's lots to talk about.
So, okay, we got a little taste there. Let's go back to checkpoint inhibitors, though, with Hodgkin lymphoma. Same question. We talked before about efficacy, biology, and tolerability. Can you talk about where right now you think the drugs are most appropriately used and where you think we might be in a couple years?
Sure. I mean, I think right now, clearly in the relapse refractory space, these are highly active agents. I would say that we see excellent response rates and encouraging durability in patients who have relapsed after autologous stem cell transplant, as well as patients who aren't candidates for autologous stem cell transplant. We've also seen encouraging efficacy in patients who've had prior brentuximab vedotin or who have not. So currently, I would say that for those patients who have their first relapse of classical Hodgkin lymphoma, that's still the most proven curative modality we have is second-line treatment and high-dose chemotherapy with autologous stem cell transplant. And so for the majority of Hodgkin lymphoma patients who are transplant candidates at relapse, I would consider that the appropriate current standard of care. For those patients who relapse after an autologous stem cell transplant, I think we have two options now in that space, either checkpoint inhibitors or brentuximab vedotin. Both look similarly effective, and I would think about risk-benefit ratios, toxicity profiles, and comorbidities in making that selection. For those patients who get reinduction therapy at relapse but don't achieve a remission, those patients have a low chance of cure with autologous stem cell transplant. And at that point, I would think about an alternate therapy prior to transplant with either brentuximab vedotin or one of the two approved immune checkpoint inhibitors. Right now, I wouldn't say we have sufficient data to recommend one immune checkpoint inhibitor over another, or frankly, an immune checkpoint inhibitor over brentuximab vedotin. I think they're all highly effective in this space, but with clearly different toxicity profiles.